This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you hear the term midlife crisis, what image pops into your mind? Perhaps a 50-something guy driving off in his hot new red Corvette? But hold up. Turns out women are also casting their eyes on a midlife crisis car. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. The big auto dealer chain CarMax decided to see who wants a midlife crisis car and what that vehicle might be. So a midlife crisis car is a thing?
Yeah, it is. Now, there's some debate out there whether midlife crises really exist. But I tell you what, on an anecdotal basis, I know plenty of folks out there who have bought cars when they hit that age, whether it's just because they can afford it or because their identity is going through a real problem. Fact is, it's a time when a lot of people buy that one-in-a-lifetime car.
And what did the survey find as far as how many of us say, yep, I'm going to get my dream car?
Yeah, it's a little less than a third of people. So it's not like everybody is rushing out there to do it, but enough people are. And what's really intriguing is while the Hollywood image of the midlife crisis car buyer is that of, well, you know, some guy who's got his hair all done up in a slick, fancy new hairdo and he's got gold chains.
Yes.
And he's got a couple of hot babes on his arm as he goes out in some high power sports car. The reality is that women are buying midlife crisis cars as well in ever larger numbers.
Well, then let's break it down. What kind of vehicles do men want versus what kind of vehicles do women want?
Now, here there is a difference. And one of them is, to me, not surprising. The other one is very surprising. So by and large, men tend to go for sports cars. You know, the stereotype is alive there. And two cars that seem to be at the top of the list overall are Corvettes and Mustangs. Now, what I found interesting was that women tend to go for SUVs. And sedans, that's an even bigger surprise. Sedans are the third choice, but there's a lot of luxury sedans, I think, that wind up as a midlife crisis car. Probably high-end Mercedes and BMWs, though I don't have the breakout there.
Right.
Now here's the other surprise. The image is of a guy, I think you mentioned it when we began, driving a big red Corvette. Well, the reality is men like black sports cars as their midlife crisis car. Women like red SUVs.
Interesting. And I'm thinking of that. There's a lot of women SUVs, and I'm sure we could think of crossovers. Like I remember Cadillac had a commercial for the SRX with that hot mom getting into her SRX outside her kid's school, and all the dads are ogling her, and the Fountains of Wayne song, Stacy's Mom Has Got It Going On, that's playing. Is that the message to sell to a woman for a midlife crisis car?
Yeah, it appears to be the case. That appears to be what women are looking for. Now, I think it may be that women have still a little bit of a practical element where men just are like, throw it to the wind. The kids are out of the house. I can just get the sports car. I can get something that is purely fun to drive. Where I think what happens is women may just maintain a little bit of practicality. And they say, you know what? I may get my midlife crisis car, but I still want to be able to take, well, maybe it's the grandkids out to the store.
Interesting. And, you know, I suppose, especially if you live here in the Midwest, we want to be able to still drive around in the wintertime, which is a little hard to do with that sports car.
Yeah, it is. I think that's a part of it. Though these days, you know, a lot of these high-performance sports cars are coming in all-wheel drive, and they can be driven in, well, maybe not the 18 inches of snow we had a week and a half ago, but they can be driven in surprisingly tough situations.
So, Paul, did the survey find regional differences? I'm wondering if that midlife crisis car looks different from someone who lives here in Michigan versus, let's say, someone who lives in Georgia.
Yeah, this is interesting that you bring that up, because what it appears to be the case is that midlife crisis cars are very regional. So, for example, here in Michigan, well, in the Midwest in general, we just seem to be more practical. We're the least likely part of the country to buy a midlife crisis car, whereas the South is where they're really into it. And by the way, the Midwest is also the only part of the country where an SUV is the top choice of both men and women. Everywhere else, men make the sports car their top midlife crisis car.
And just to be contrary, I'd say if I was picking my midlife crisis car, it would be a very hot, high-performance sports car. So there we go. Maybe it's because I drive a stick.
That's it. You see, you're one of less than 10% of people all told, and I think probably less than one out of 20 to 25 women.
There we go. Well, I like to think I'm a little different there. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. If anyone wants to lay a great Valentine's gift on their beloved, that midlife crisis car, now we've got some ideas. Thanks so much, Paul.
Good to be with you.